future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes, coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Let's kick things off with the price of Bitcoin, which is currently $5,400. That's up 1.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $162. That's up 2% in the last 24 hours. Ripple currently trading at 30 cents, down 1%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $272, up 6.5%. Litecoin currently trading at $74, that's up 2%. And we have EOS currently trading at $4.81, up 2% in the last 24 hours. The current market cap for the crypto space is $176 billion. And Bitcoin's dominance within the market is 54.3% of the entire market share. So Bitcoin's dominance is still high. It's been really interesting the last couple of days looking at the market cap level, going around from 180 to 169 and playing around those two levels there. What we describe this as range bound, and it's a really interesting time because we haven't seen it really break through the $200 billion level, and we haven't really seen it go below the 150 level. Now, that's a very big range there. But I mean, past the $200 billion level is a really big psychological level. And I think that once the momentum picks up and we burst through that with regards to market cap, I think that's when the momentum will really start kicking in. It's just slow incremental changes, positive news stories. And that coming through is really what we're looking for. Today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what's been going down in the space. And there's been a really key news story that's broken out. The news story is that AWS opens up its managed blockchain as a service to everybody. AWS is Amazon Web Services. So Amazon is going to be opening up a managed blockchain as a service. This is really, really big news and something we're going to be discussing. So stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking about Bitmain and their aims to leapfrog competition with its next generation Bitcoin miner. Have they got the hardware to make it happen? Have they got the hardware to come back to number one position, a number one supplier of all Bitcoin mining hardware out there? That's what's going to be coming up. We're going to be discussing all in detail. Stay tuned. Let's get down to business. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. Let's go. So let's kick things off. Let's talk about AWS. So after announcing that they were launching a managed blockchain service late last year, Amazon Web Services is now opening that service for the general availability. It was only about 5 months ago that AWS chief executive Andy Jassy announced that the company was reversing course on its previous dismissal of blockchain technologies and laid out a new service it would develop on top of open source frameworks like Hyperledger Fabric and Ethereum. Now, this is what he went on to say. Customers want to use blockchain frameworks like Hyperledger, Fabric, and Ethereum to create blockchain networks so they can conduct business quickly with an immutable record of transactions, but without this need for the centralized authority. However, they find these frameworks difficult to install, configure, and manage, said Rahul Pathik, general manager at Amazon Managed Blockchain at AWS. In a statement, Amazon Managed Blockchain takes care of provisional nodes, setting up the network itself, managing certificates and security, and scaling the network. Customers can now get a function blockchain network set up quickly and easily so they can focus on application development instead of keeping blockchain networks up and running. Already companies like AT&T Business, Nestle, and the Singapore Investment Market and the Singapore Exchange have signed up to use the company services. With the announcement, AWS joins big enterprise players like Azure from Microsoft and IBM in the blockchain as a service game. This is really key because if you look, like the best way I can describe it, if you go back to the 70s, 80s and you saw the computer revolution, right? And you saw people walking around with massive personal computers. It was not a personal computer. It was a huge piece of kit. There was a company from Texas, the United States of America, called Compaq. Compaq basically had the ability to make it more portable. They created this huge, big computer that IBM was producing and really broke it down to small pieces and made it able to transport around, carry it with you. And basically, no one paid attention to them until IBM decided to enter the personal computing space and compete with them. This is key. And the reason I go back on this story is because of this reason. What you're seeing at first was blockchain coming out, big corporations ignoring it. Now it's getting too big to be ignored. And now they're competing with one another to offer these solutions. Yes, what they're offering is pretty questionable. Hyperledger, or IBM's Hyperledger, I mean, that's centralized, right? So I understand that they're sometimes getting to grips with the technology and understanding it. You need to go through the phases, and that's kind of where they're at. Totally get it. Ethereum has many different issues out there, but guess what? It's a great way for people to get into the space. It's a stepping stone. It makes them feel comfortable. And, you know, further down the line, they might move to something like EOS. Who knows? But this is really key because you're seeing big corporations, Microsoft, Amazon, now competing for clients. They haven't come out in a full face marketing campaign, but this is happening behind the scenes. They've set up teams. They're now competing. They're trying to bring a new business. They've set up operation. This is an operational business. This is happening. This is here to stay. And the noise is going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and more positive announcements coming out, more partnerships coming through. And that is what's going to take us to the $1 trillion level that this could potentially go to, if not higher. So this is really positive. That's what I like to see. And I'm not just reading into AWS, Amazon Web Services offering a managed blockchain service. I'm looking into what this means for the competition out there. The fact they've come out, planted their flag and said, guess what? We're open for business. Everyone else is going to be working out, A, what have these guys got? And B, how can we get involved in that? These Amazon is making money from this. How can we get a slice? We don't like Amazon taking all the market share. We don't really want that to happen. We want to have a piece of that. You've got Microsoft coming in, Azure. Like, this is happening. This is exciting times. This is tech pioneering. And this is what it's all about, pushing the boat forward, creating great technology, and bringing everyone in, bringing in the adoption. And that's what this story presents. So let's switch gears. Let's talk about Bitmain. Bitmain aims to leapfrog competition for its next generation Bitcoin miner. So Bitmain has announced its latest product release with the new T17 model, a mining rig that supposedly boasts 40 transactions at top speed. The manufacturer has already released the Antminer S17 series 2 weeks ago, and the newest T models were announced as coming soon, but the specifications and prices were not yet available. The Antminer T17 is a mining rig that processes the SHA-256 algorithm, allowing users to mine Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Bitmain's blog details that the T17 uses are entirely new designs, features aimed at reducing dust entry. Further, the company reveals the mining rig also used dual tube heat dissipation technology to order to reduce wind resistance. The space between the air inlet and the air outlet has been reduced by 50%, improving heat dissipation, which further enhances the long-term operation of the miner and reduces maintenance costs for users, the company announced today. So according to the Antminer T17 specifications, the machine costs, are you ready? $1,270 per unit, and the company has set a limit to 10 miners per user. Shipments of the first batch will start on a first paid, first ship basis, and delivery starts May 5th of the 20th, 2019. In addition to the 40 transactions, the miner has a power consumption of 2,200 watts. The T17 weighs about 11.5 kilos with four fans and a sound output of around 82 decibels. There are three boards that utilize approximately 90 BM1397 7 nanometer chips that employs a TSMC's FinET technology. But the real question is, of all the competition out there into the market, can Bitmain compete? Have they still got it in them? Because what we've seen happen is Bitmain lead the way and becoming active themselves as miners, not only on the Bitcoin network, but Bitcoin Cash. And guess what? Bitcoin SV as well. But they played themselves a little bit because they want to control, and they've centralized the Bitcoin SV network, which hasn't worked out. It's blown up in their face. They got rid of their CEO. That's tough. And then Bitcoin Cash has been, they've been struggling with that. And what they did was they moved huge amounts of Bitcoin that they had from their mining operations and basically bought Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, which turned out not to be a smart trade. And as I said, it blew up in their face, resulting in them axing their then current CEO. And what they've been missing during this whole time of political turmoil is the fact that other competition from their local neighboring Beijing has come through and said, we've got a better product, right? So now they don't have the leading product in the market. They've badly managed their capital. And they're in a desperate space. So what have they done? They've gone away back to the drawing board and come back with a new model. Could this be the revival of Bitmain? Could this bring Bitmain back onto the map? Could this be the catalyst for Bitmain's IPO, which was cancelled, to come back into play? Well, that all depends if this thing can actually execute and perform and deliver. Because I know the computing, the Bitcoin mining market is absolutely flooded. Bitmain obviously have the resources. They obviously have the company name behind them. So let's see. This is exciting times. You know, have the days passed for Bitmain? This is all to play for. This is the exciting thing about the blockchain space. No one is a market leader. Everything is to win for. And everyone is experimenting, trying new things, making mistakes. But that's okay because we're all on the same journey. We're learning and everyone's pushing forward together. And this is what we saw. It's what we saw in the 70s in the computing industry. It's what we saw in the 90s, what's going on in Silicon Valley, the tech bubble. This is exciting. And not to mention as well, in other news, we're seeing more and more tech IPOs coming through. WeWork yesterday announcing their IPO to the market. This is exciting. Tech is coming back. The interest, the capital from institutions is coming into tech. And guess what could potentially lead the interest at the top end of this? Blockchain. What would that mean if blockchain takes the focus away from tech IPOs? That means more capital is going to come into the market. That means this space is going to take off like we could never expect. That's what's exciting. This is all coming. This is here to stay. And it blows my mind when I meet people and they don't see this. They don't see this happening. They don't see the trends. They don't see the patterns in the market. And I think this is the time to double down on your strengths and get involved in the space. I mean, a lot of people out there, a lot of people hit us up saying they want to get involved in blockchain, but they don't know what to do. Figure out what you don't want to do and go from there. Like, if you don't like to do something, go to the next job. Keep working, keep figuring out. There's enough space within our industry for everyone's strengths to come in and work together and build together. That's what it's all about. It's about community. It's about coming together for the greater good. And that's what's motivating us at SVK Crypto. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you had some value from today's show. If you had, subscribe to the podcast and hit us up on Telegram to let us know. The best way to do that, type in SVK Crowd into your Telegram. You will find us. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. What else can you do? You can email me. My email is cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That is a wrap, and I've got to bounce.